Chapter 9, Grammar in a Nutshell. Everything you ever wanted to know about grammar, but were afraid to use.
English is a chronological language. We just love to know when something happened, and this is indicated by the range and depth of our verb tenses. I had already seen it by the time she brought it in. As you probably learned in your grammar studies, the past perfect is an action in the past that occurred before a separate action in the past. Phew, not all languages do this. For example, Japanese is fairly casual about when things happened, but being a hierarchical language, it's very important to know what relationship the two people involved had. A high-level person with a low-level one, two peers, a man and a woman, all these things show up in Japanese grammar. Grammatically speaking, English is democratic. The confusing part is that in English the verb tenses are very important, but instead of putting them up on the peaks of a sentence, we throw them all deep down in the valleys. Therefore, two sentences with strong intonation, such as dogs eat bones and the dogs will have eaten the bones, sound amazingly similar. Why? Because it takes the same amount of time to say both sentences since they have the same number of stresses. The three original words and the rhythm stay the same in these sentences, but the meaning changes as you add more stressed words. Articles and verb tense changes are usually not stressed. Now, let's see how this works in the exercises that follow.
Exercise 9-1. Consistent noun stress and changing verb tenses. This is a condensed exercise for you to practice simple intonation with a wide range of verb tenses. When you do the exercise the first time, go through stressing only the nouns, dogs eat bones. Practice this until you are quite comfortable with the intonation. The pronunciation and word connections are on the right, and the full verb tenses are on the far left.
1. The dogs eat the bones. 2. The dogs ate the bones. 3. The dogs are eating the bones. 4. The dogs will eat the bones. 5. The dogs will eat the bones. 6. The dogs that have eaten the bones. 7. The dogs that have eaten the bones. 8. The dogs have eaten the bones. 9. The dogs had eaten the bones. 10. The dogs will have eaten the bones. 11. The dogs ought to eat the bones. 12. The dogs should eat the bones. 13. The dogs shouldn't eat the bones. 14. The dog should have eaten the bones. 15. The dog shouldn't have eaten the bones. 16. The dogs could eat the bones. 17. The dogs couldn't eat the bones. 18. The dogs could have eaten the bones. 19. The dogs couldn't have eaten the bones. 20. The dogs might eat the bones. 21. The dogs might have eaten the bones. 22. The dogs must eat the bones. 23. The dogs must have eaten the bones. 24. The dogs can eat the bones. 25. The dogs can't eat the bones.
Exercise 9-2. Consistent pronoun stress and changing verb tenses. This is the same as the previous exercise, except you now stress the verbs. They eat them. Practice this until you're quite comfortable with the intonation. Notice that in fluent speech, the TH of them is frequently dropped, as is the H in the other object pronouns, him, her. The pronunciation and word connections are on the right, and the tense name is on the far left.
1. They eat 'em. 2. They ate 'em. 3. They're eating 'em. 4. They'll eat 'em. 5. They'd eat 'em. 6. They'd have eaten 'em. 7. The ones that have eaten them. 8. They've eaten them. 9. They'd eaten them. 10. They'll have eaten them. 11. They ought to eat them. 12. They should eat them. 13. They shouldn't eat them. 14. They should have eaten them. 15. They shouldn't have eaten them. 16. They could eat them. 17. They couldn't eat them. 18. They could have eaten them. 19. They couldn't have eaten them. 20. They might eat them. 21. They might have eaten them. 22. They must eat them. 23. They must have eaten them. 24. They can eat them. 25. They can't eat them.
Exercise 9-3. Writing your own phonetics. In the blanks below, fill in the phonetic pronunciation using the guidelines from Exercise 9-1. Remember, don't rely on spelling and use the contracted forms whenever possible. Turn off the CD. Exercise 9-4. Supporting words. For this next part of the intonation of grammatical elements, each sentence has a few extra words to help you get the meaning. Keep the same strong intonation that you used before and add the new stress where you see the boldface. Use your rubber band.
1. The dogs eat the bones every day. 2. The dogs ate the bones last week. 3. The dogs are eating the bones right now. 4. The dogs will eat the bones if they're here. 5. The dogs would eat the bones if they were here. 6. The dogs would have eaten the bones if they'd been here. 7. The dogs that have eaten the bones are sick. 8. The dogs have eaten the bones every day. 9. The dogs had eaten the bones by the time we got there. 10. The dogs will have eaten the bones by the time we get there.
English has a fixed word order that doesn't change with additional words.
Draw. He draws. He does draw. He is drawing. He is not drawing. He is not always drawing. He is not always being drawn. He has not always been drawn. He has not always been being drawn. He will not always have been being drawn.
Exercise 9-5. Contrast practice. Now, let's work with contrast. For example, the dogs that eat the bones and the dogs that eat the bones are so close in sound, yet so far apart in meaning, that you need to make a special point of recognizing the difference by listening for content. Repeat each group of sentences using sound and intonation for contrast.
The dogs that eat the bones. The dogs that eat the bones. The dogs that have eaten the bones. The dogs that have eaten the bones. The dogs will eat the bones. The dogs that eat the bones. The dogs that have eaten the bones. The dogs have eaten the bones. The dogs had eaten the bones. The dogs will have eaten the bones. The dogs had eat the bones. The dogs ought to eat the bones. The dogs can eat the bones. The dogs can't eat the bones.
Exercise 9-6. Building an intonation sentence. Repeat after me.
1. I bought a sandwich. 2. I said I bought a sandwich. 3. I said I think I bought a sandwich. 4. I said I really think I bought a sandwich. 5. I said I really think I bought a chicken sandwich. 6. I said I really think I bought a chicken salad sandwich. 7. I said I really think I bought a half a chicken salad sandwich. 8. I said I really think I bought a half a chicken salad sandwich this afternoon. 9. I actually said I really think I bought a half a chicken salad sandwich this afternoon. 10. I actually said I really think I bought another half a chicken salad sandwich this afternoon. 11. Can you believe I actually said I really think I bought another half a chicken salad sandwich this afternoon? 1. I did it. 2. I did it again. 3. I already did it again. 4. I think I already did it again. 5. I said I think I already did it again. 6. I said I think I already did it again yesterday. 7. I said I think I already did it again the day before yesterday. 1. I want a ball. 2. I want a large ball. 3. I want a large red ball. 4. I want a large red bouncy ball. 5. I want a large red bouncy rubber ball. 6. I want a large red bouncy rubber basketball. 1. I want a raise. 2. I want a big raise. 3. I want a big impressive raise. 4. I want a big impressive annual raise. 5. I want a big impressive annual cost of living raise.
Exercise 9-7. Building your own intonation sentences. Build your own sentence using everyday words and phrases such as think, hope, nice, really, actually, even, this afternoon, big, small, pretty, and so on.
Breathing exercises. Different languages have different breathing patterns. Because Americans are a little louder than you may expect, in order to emulate this projection of the voice, you're going to have to take deeper breaths than you're accustomed to. Stand up straight, chest out, inhale deeply, and in a deep voice say, "Hi, how's it going?" As you saw with phrasing, your breathing should be in sync with the phrasing and punctuation. If you're saying something short, you can get away with a more shallow inhale, but short panting breaths are interpreted as nervous or impatient, whereas long, deep exhalations of sound are considered calm and confident. Take deeper breaths than usual and push the sound out from deep in your chest. Pay particular attention that you do not push the air out through your nose, which would create a very unattractive nasal quality to your speech.